Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO on an open line Thursday. Joining me right now, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I appreciate you taking a little time today to give us a call. You were obviously in the news last night and into today with and I don't know exactly what you would call it. I wouldn't really call it a confrontation, but we'll call it a brouhaha, maybe, with a Park Service Ranger. It was at the World War II Memorial. We've heard the audio. Tell us where you were coming from on this, because, again, all we've been able to see, all the public really has been able to see, is when the camera started rolling, and you were talking to this Park Service Ranger and saying that you should be ashamed of the Park Service, correct?
Well, yeah, thanks for that, Chad. What happened is I went down there because I heard that they were putting barricades around open monuments, our national monuments down there. Now, you know, they've closed, the government has closed the museums and things like that where you have to go inside or you pay to go in. But these are our memorials, and people come from all over the world to see those. And we had heard that they were putting barricades around those, and we knew there were some honor flights coming in. I have an honor flight coming in just a few weeks. And so I went down there to see what was up with that. And when we got down there, there were some other members of Congress down there, and I joined them, and we just started welcoming these veterans because they had opened the gates and were letting this honor flight in. And so the honor flight came in, and as I was about to leave, they were shutting the gate again. And I asked the lady why she was shutting the gate, and she said, well, because it's closed. And I said, well, what was the difference between, you know, letting these veterans in and letting the rest of these people that are standing out there? And said, well, that we are only allowing people to go in that are exercising their First Amendment right to have, you know, some kind of a demonstration. And to me, that just doesn't make sense. There's two things that didn't make sense about that, Chad. One is, why are we fencing off, you know, the memorials? There's no reason to do that. And secondly, then what you're saying is, if you're protesting, you get to go in and honor and see these monuments. But if you're not protesting, you're just an American citizen, you don't have the right to go in. And so I asked her, you know, and I think this is probably one that camera started rolling. I said, well, why? Who told you to do that? And he said, well, the director of the National Park Service. And I just said, well, you know, the Park Service ought to be ashamed of you know, fencing off these. And she said, well, she wasn't ashamed. And I just said to her, well, you know, I think you should be. I think the American people ought to be outraged that they're fencing off our monuments. And really, Chad, what this is a political stunt on the behalf of this administration. They're trying to make this as visible as they can. My reason for being down there yesterday was for the veterans, because you know, these World War II veterans are very old, and many of them are getting to come thanks to the generosity of the communities to come and see that. And to deprive them of that is terrible. It's a travesty.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer right now. Now, Congressman, when you said you should be, when the Park Service Ranger, when she said that I'm not ashamed, mm-hmm. and you said that she should be, were you talking about her specifically, or were you talking about that she should be ashamed of the Park Service?
Well, that's what I was. My first remark was about the Park Service. I said the Park Service should be ashamed of themselves. And she said, "Well, I'm not ashamed of them." And I meant, "Well, you should be. You should be. The Park Service should be ashamed of this kind of behavior to join in this political process here that the administration's putting on to try to cover up the fact that the President and the Senate will not come to the table and work out an agreement so that we can, you know, keep the government funded. Yeah. In fact, I voted twice this week, you know, to open up and to fund the memorials, but no action on the Senate side.
Who is exactly giving these orders? Because as I understand it, and I could be wrong on this, but back in the 90s during that government shutdown, these memorials were not closed to the public.
That's my understanding too, Chad, and so that's the reason. And so she told me, and that's the reason I asked her that question. I was just really asking questions. Is I was obviously not a happy camper, but I was asking her, you know, who said that to do this, and she said the director of the national parks. I understood that she didn't make that decision. I was just trying to get an opportunity to hear from her who's making that decision. And that's when she said, you know, the director of the National Park Service. And so we're trying to look into exactly, you know, who's making this call. But this is the example I would use is just imagine that there's a city park. And so the city of Lubbock says we no longer are going to keep our parks open. So they're going to put barricades around the park, and so you can drive by the park, but you can't go onto the park. And basically, that's what they've done with our national monuments.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer right now, and Congressman, going forward on this, do we anticipate these parks to be closed all throughout this shutdown? And what would happen if people do say, you know what, I'm going to jump over a barricade and go and see one of these monuments?
Well, I mean, and I haven't seen, I wasn't there, but I understand there's a story out there that some park ranger said he would arrest people if they did that. And I find that unbelievable, again, that if I'm walking by an open space park and I decide to go on inside the park, that I get arrested for doing that. And so I think that what points out is that, again, this administration is using these kinds of tactics to cover up the fact that they're not willing to, try to come to some kind of a solution on that.
Congressman, I appreciate your time. As you know, that's a hard break. We got to get going. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chad. Have a great day.
You too.